Blog Talk Radio.
Today's show, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show, where you guys can call in and comment on today's episode. Again, that call-in number is 818-301-5834. Let's see. Before I get into the show, I just wanted to thank our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And today I know I'm doing the show at 10:30 instead of 10 o'clock. Just had some, things I needed to do this morning and wasn't able to get on the show at my regular time. So hopefully you guys got the message and, you're here. I see a few more people joining the show, and I appreciate that. But regardless of that, I'm here. I'm ready to get rocking and rolling, and I have a great show for you this morning. So kind of sit back, relax, and enjoy what's going on. 818-301-5834. Again, it's the number to the show. Now, right now we have 58 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at a high of 64 today, a low of 36 tonight. Friday, sunshine, a high of 49, low of 26. Saturday, high 52, low 29. Sunday, sunny 58, low 41. So it looks like, you know, we're going to have a very mild weekend, but at least we'll have some good sunshine. Okay? And again, guys, thank you for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Let's see here. Today's episode is entitled "The Dothan, Alabama Police Officers Planted Drugs and Guns on Young Black Males." All right. Now, you guys may know who. You know, I'm sure that you guys may have driven through Dothan, Alabama. You may know someone who lives in Dothan, Alabama. I don't know. I know whenever there's a lot of traffic that goes through Dothan, and especially in the summer months, because there are people coming from all parts of the South, or the Northeast, going to a lot of the Gulf Coast beach areas down there. And you have to travel, if you're driving, you have to travel through Dothan, Alabama to get there, right? You have to travel through Dothan, Alabama to get there. And I've traveled through there many a times. But when I heard about this story, I said, wow, this, you know, I got to talk about this, because we have, and what's happened is, and you can find this story. I found it online at the henrycountyreport.com. I guess Henry County is a small county near Dothan, or it may be a part of Dothan. All right. And the title of the article is "Leaked Documents Reveal Dothan Police Department Planted Drugs on Young Black Men for Years, and District Attorney Doug Valeska Complicit." What complicit means that you aid or help in a crime or a wrongdoing. So we have the police department, people in the police department, and the district attorney, who were all involved in this, okay? And I'm going to read you guys this story, and then I'm going to comment on it at the end, and you guys could comment on it as well, okay? So, leaked documents reveal Dothan Police Department planted drugs on young black men for years, all right? Hundreds of cases prosecuted with planted evidence, many wrongly convicted may still be in prison. The Alabama Justice Project has obtained documents that reveal a Dothan Police Department's internal affairs investigation was covered up by the district attorney. A group of up to a dozen police officers on a specialized narcotics team are believed to have planted drugs and weapons on young black men for years. They were supervised at the time by Lieutenant Steve Parrish, current Dothan Police Chief, and Sergeant Andy Hughes, current Assistant Director of Homeland Security for the state of Alabama. Now, I'm going to pause right here for a minute. Okay, the narcotics team was supervised at the time by Lieutenant Steve Parrish. Lieutenant Steve Parrish is now currently the Dothan Police Chief. his ass is in trouble. And Sergeant Andy Hughes was a sergeant then, but right now, currently, he's the assistant director of Homeland Security for the state of Alabama. He's in trouble. Okay? It says all of the officers reportedly were members of a neo-Confederate organization that the Southern Poverty Law Center labels racial extremists. The group has advocated for blacks to return to Africa, published that the civil rights movement is really a Jewish conspiracy, and that blacks have lower IQs. Both Parrish and Hughes held leadership positions in the group and are pictured above holding a Confederate battle flag at one of the club's secret meetings. The document shared revealed that the internal affairs investigation was covered up to protect the aforementioned officers' law enforcement careers and keep them from being criminally prosecuted. Several long-term Dothan law enforcement officers, all part of an original group that initiated the investigation, believe the public has a right to know that the Dothan Police Department and District Attorney Doug Valeska targeted young black men by planting drugs and weapons on them over a decade. Most of the young men were prosecuted, many sentenced to prison, and some are still in prison. Many of the officers involved were subsequently promoted and are in leadership positions in law enforcement. They hope the mood of the country is one that demands action and that the U.S. Department of Justice will intervene. Okay, the group of officers requested they be granted anonymity and shared hundreds of files from the Internal Affairs Division. They reveal a pattern of criminal behavior from within the highest levels of the Dothan Police Department and the district attorney's office in the 20th Judicial District of Alabama. Multiple current and former officers have agreed to testify if the United States General Attorney General Loretta Lynch appoints a special prosecutor from outside the state of Alabama or before a congressional hearing. Now, I'm going to pause right here. Now, they say multiple current and former officers have agreed to testify if, that's a big word, if United States Attorney General Loretta Lynch appoints a special prosecutor from outside the state of Alabama or before a congressional hearing. Now, these guys will testify. Current officers and former officers, they want to testify, but they want somebody that's from outside the state of Alabama, because if they appoint a prosecutor from inside the state of Alabama, it's going to be some more shenanigans. So if he's from, if they appoint a prosecutor from inside the state of Alabama, these guys are not going to testify. It goes on to say the officers believe that there are currently nearly 1,000 wrongful convictions resulting in felonies from the 20th Judicial District that are tied to a planted drugs and weapons, and question whether a system that allows this can be allowed to continue to operate. Members of the Henry County Report spent weeks analyzing the documents. The originals, secured at the NGO in Canada, are being shared directly with the attorneys in the U.S. Department of Justice Civil Rights Division, and are being made available to the lawyers of those falsely convicted that seek to clear their names. There are two federal lawsuits currently pending by former police officers, Keith Gray and Raymonica Carney, against the Dothan Police Department. They will be given access as well, as they potentially substantiate their claims of racial discrimination and city's violation of a federal court decree. The documents appear to serve as irrefutable evidence of criminal activity at the highest level of the Dothan Police Department. Beginning in early 1996, the Dothan Police Department received complaints from black victims that drugs and weapons were being planted. Specifically, young black men who had clean records were targeted. Police Chief John White allegedly instructed senior officers to ignore the complaints, and they willingly complied. In early 1998, we've been given information that a group of concerned white officers from within the police department complained in writing about what they witnessed. This is reflected in the document below, where it refers to a series of allegations that took place over 11 months before the department acted. The initial written complaint from the department's own officers is dated June 1998. The internal memo documents the last allegations as occurring in April of 1999. Almost a year of internal complaints by the department's own police officers passed before Chief White turned it over to the Internal Affairs Division. On August 27, 1999, more than a dozen officers had allegations against them for planting drugs and weapons on black men they had falsely arrested. They were each notified of a formal investigation and required to prepare statements in writing to the Internal Affairs Division. They were then tested by polygraph examination. Most reportedly failed. The notification of charges referenced a combination of marijuana, cocaine, and guns being planted on citizens during arrests that were witnessed by multiple fellow police officers. I'm going to stop right there because I can't stand this anymore. And there's a lot more to this story, and you guys can, again, you can go look at it at thehenrycountyreport.com. People send me things like this all the time. Hey, Frank, you need to talk about this on your show. Frank, this need to be in the news. Frank, you know, talk about this, please. And I will. I'll talk about this anytime. That's why. Hold on, guys. That's why I tell people all the time, hey, give me an idea give me a story or something to talk about on the show, and I'll talk about it. And this is again, I cut off the article because I'm sick of it. And I read the whole article, of course, but for a police department, for police officers, excuse me, I don't care where they are. I don't care if they're in, Michigan. I don't care if they're in Texas. I don't care if they're in California. I don't care if they're in South Carolina. I don't care where they are. Why do you have to plant drugs and guns on young black men? What's the deal here? I mean, what's wrong? What's wrong with police officers? What's wrong with people against black males, young black men? These guys didn't have any records. No record whatsoever. But then when the police officers would arrest them, they plant drugs and guns on them to get them sentenced to prison. Why do that? What did those police officers, and y'all may have the answer, y'all tell me, what do those police officers have against, excuse me, I'm getting choked up. What do those police officers have against those young black men? Okay, what kind of grudge are they holding against them to plant drugs on them in order for them to have to go to prison? What are they thinking? What's the mindset behind doing that. And then these officers, they do this, and their police sergeant or whatever is behind them 100% on it. So when they catch them with drugs, once these black men get arrested, taken into custody, they don't have any kind of recourse after that. Because the police officers and the people within the jail saying that they got drugs and guns. So, and they putting this on your record saying that you're being arrested for drugs and guns. When you didn't have any drugs and guns, you know you didn't have any drugs and guns. But they're arresting you for it. And you going to jail for it. Then you go in front of the judge who is at the district attorney's office, the judge who is also behind this crap. You go before the judge the next day or whenever you go before the judge. And then he's behind it. So he says, hey, how do you plead with this? And I ain't guilty, judge. They planted this on me. Yeah, right. They planted it on you. Okay. And then next thing you know, bam, you're getting 5 years in prison. 5 years in prison. That's hard time. Maybe even more than that. Maybe 10 years in prison. That's hard time. And they say thousands of black men, young black men. What the hell do these police officers have against young black men? Y'all tell me that. What is the thing against young black men for police officers? I don't understand. What's you know, why do they, when they pull over a young black man, why do they have to get so upset? I mean, it seems like as soon as you see who it is, They get all bent out of shape. They act like the guy just left his house sleeping with his wife. I mean, what's the deal? Why does the police department, and it's not just Alabama, but Alabama is known for their racism over the years. Their past is very tainted with racism. But what is it that police officers all over the United States, because you hear about it every day, what is it about police officers that they have something? Are they being taught about these young black men? Or is that what they're trained for? Are they sitting in training and they watching video, they watching film, and all the film are of young black men? When we all know, everyone knows that there's more young white men committing crimes than there are young black men. We all know that. But there are more young black men being arrested and going to prison for even crimes that they didn't do, things being planted on them, drugs and guns, going to prison for things that they didn't do, when it's only a few of them that are committing crimes. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call me and tell me exactly what police officers have against young black men. I want to know. I want to know. Now, this has been going on in Dothan, Alabama since 1998. They say that thousands of young black men are in prison right now because they were arrested and the police officers planted drugs and guns on them to get them some big convictions and send them to prison. Now, I don't know how long it's going to be before we hear about this, before we hear about what happened with this. But I know that now the Justice Department is looking into this and something's going to be done. So, but these young black men has been sitting in prison since 1998. What's that? 1998, 2008 is 10 years. That's 17 years some of these guys been sitting in prison. With where they had drugs and guns and where somebody planted drugs and guns on them and they had to go to prison. That's sad. It's sad. And it's sad for these guys and their families. And they say most of them had no prior convictions, never been in trouble before. But because of some of the asshole officers in Alabama, in Dothan, Alabama, who have put it on their shoulders, it isn't something that came down from the national, from the government saying that we're gonna look for black males and we're going to plant drugs on them. It isn't something that came from them. They took it upon themselves to do this to young black men. They took it amongst themselves to do this. Now I hope that they get their day in court to be able to get out of there and walk out of jail a free man. And then these police officers who did this to them get their day in court where they have to go to prison because they planted these drugs on these young men. Not only just the little officers, but also the lieutenant, the sergeant, the chief, even the district attorney. He's in hot water as well. I wouldn't be surprised to hear about one or two of them blowing their heads off because they know that they're in trouble and they'll probably have to go to prison. They're going to have to go to prison. They're going to have to go into a prison where they have put other guys in prison falsely. Now you're going to have to go in prison and possibly see these guys in prison. Man, God works in mysterious ways. And again, you know, you've been doing it since 1998. It may not have come to light then. It may not have come to light in 2000. It may not have come to light in 2008, but it came to light in 2015. Now you've been living this fabulous life. This, you know, you're the chief of police. Now you got a big job at Homeland Security, one of the guys. Now it's going to come all crashing down on you. You're probably 50 years old. District attorney, been living the life all this time. Now it's all going to come crashing down on you. Now, hopefully, you're going to go to prison for what you did to these young black men. Excuse me. And because of other police officers within the police department, who came forward and had written statements to the Internal Affairs Division telling them what they had witnessed that these officers were doing. And then the police chief at that time was covering that up. But now he can't. And, you know, and if you see pictures, some of the pictures that I have from the website of some of these guys who were doing it, and they are older pictures. Man, it looked like some stuff from the 60s. These guys look like they had on suits and stuff, just like what's the guy named that was the governor of Alabama, George Wallace, back then. Racist from his head to his toe. This is what some of these pictures look like. Some of these guys. That district attorney, Doug Valeska. He looked just like to profile people, but he looked just like a Klansman. Former Dothan police officer Michael Magrino looked just like a KKK guy. Now you're going to go to jail. Now you're going to prison. Now you got to sit in there with all them guys that you put in there falsely. And now all them guys, now you're just like one of them. Now, all them guys, you don't have anybody to protect you. You don't have the DA, the chief of police. You don't have anybody to protect you when you're in prison with them. Let's see how you come out of this one. Hey, guys, that's all the time I have today. Thank you for tuning in to the show. I appreciate it. Join me tomorrow, Free Fall Friday, and you guys can call and talk about whatever you want. You can talk about this, you can talk about sports, you can talk about politics, church. I don't care what you do. Tomorrow's Free Fall Friday. Tomorrow is your day. Hey, thanks, guys. Take care of yourselves, and we'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. It's Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. See you.